successful in overthrowing the faith of some, but those who are true to principle will not be shaken. They will stand firm amid trial and temptation. The Lord has pointed out these errors, and those who do not discern where Satan has come in will continue to be led in false paths. Jesus bids us to be watchful and strengthen the things that remain which are ready to die. Brothers and sisters, the false theories that were advanced in the past, she says, will have a resurrection. And the very first false theory that was advanced in Adventism came immediately after the great disappointment when the former brethren began to reinterpret the time prophecies that they could no longer endorse. False theory will have a resurrection, and it's in Adventism today. In Selected Messages, Book 1, 221, she says something very similar. I was instructed that the fanaticism similar to that which we were called to meet after the passing of time in 1844 would come in among us again in the closing days of the message, and that we must meet this evil just as decidedly now as we met it in our early experiences. Brothers and sisters, the fanaticism that came in after the passing of time in 1844 was the attempt, we've just read it in these quotes, to reapply the prophetic periods in the plural that are found in the book of Daniel, including Daniel chapter 12. Go look at the 1843 chart. Blessed are those that came to this time period. We have no new message to proclaim. We are to proclaim the same message that brought the people out of the churches in 1843, 1844. This was the message of Adventism. The time prophecies in the book of Daniel, including all three time prophecies in Daniel chapter 12, was the message that the Millerites were taking to the world. And Sister White says their prophetic reckoning, where they identified these prophecies as being fulfilled in history, stands without impeachment. They were wrong into what was to take place when they were fulfilled, but not into where they came into history. And then she says that after the passing of time, there was a reapplication, an attempt to reapply these time prophecies, and that this was a fanaticism that rose up. And she says that these early fanaticisms will have their resurrection and will have to meet this error as decidedly in the end as we did at the beginning. Brothers and sisters, the fact that the error is here is telling us that we are at the end. Testimonies, Volume 4, page 308, says this. Those who so presumptuously preach definite time, in so doing gratify the adversary of souls, for they are advancing infidelity rather than Christianity. They produce scripture and by false interpretation show a chain of argument which apparently proves their position, but their failures show that they are false prophets.